chased him away, what would you tell your dog?
Well, we'd say, go get him.
That'd do it, huh? How did you call your dog?
Well, we'd say, yes, yep, or yes, sport. Mm-hmm.
Did I ask you about a dog that wasn't a purebred, just,
Well, we'll call him a mongrel.
Let's see, a young, we talked about a cow and a heifer. The offspring of a cow is called a...
Heifer, or a male, or bull, whatever it is.
The when it's first born.
Huh?
Just a young, any of these that's young. Calf?
Calf.
Uh-huh. Any special term for a motherless calf?
Huh?
Any special term for a motherless
calf? Well, no, just only an orphan calf, that'd be all.
Any special term for the cow when she's going to give birth to a calf?
Fresh what?
When the cow gives birth to a calf.
Well, she says she's fresh.
She's fresh.
Yeah, that's all been a fresh cow.
Uh-huh.
Go out in the morning and find a cow's calf. Well, we got another fresh cow.
Oh. And an unbroken horse? Any special term for that? For a horse that hasn't been broken to ride?
Well, they just call him, they call him an unbroken horse.
How about these spotted ponies that the Indians used to like?
Indians?
Yeah.
Well, we just called them Indian ponies. They've another name, I forget what there was a name for them.
Mm-hmm.
They just called them Indian ponies, though. We used to trade for Indian ponies. You could buy one pretty good for $5 in early days, you know, when it come through.
Mm-hmm.
They'd have 40 and 50 in a grove sometimes, you know.
Mercy.
They'd one tribe to go to another tribe and the Osages over here go over here to the Cheyennes, you know, and they'd all have, they'd go trade ponies, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Bring them back, and then you can buy one for about $5. We had a neighbor boy bought an awesome nice Indian pony for $5.
Do you have a name for a small jackass, the small one?
Call them Burros.
Burros?
Oh, yes.
These were the little ones? How about the big ones?
Well, we called them just regular jackass or donkeys.
Mm-hmm. Donkey.
Donkeys.
Uh-huh. How about a herd of saddle horses? Any special?
No, I just call them a herd of ponies.
Uh-huh.
We never had much of a quarter horse, you know. Now they got the main riding horse, quite a horse popular. Now it's a quarter horse, you know. They're about halfway between a race horse and a stout horse, you know.
Uh-huh.
They're really popular now, you know.
Uh-huh. You ride them just for fun.
They ride them just
mostly.
For fun, yeah, and they're heavy enough to carry, you know.
Do you ever fall off a horse?
Oh my gosh, yes. I'd go home to church. You know, we used to start at eight, but there'd be six or eight of us boys all go to church on horseback, you know. And we'd all run races going home. And I'd ride my horse, come to a little draw, what they call a low place, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And had a buck steep bank on the other side. And he fell as he went into that little draw, and I went off over his head and hit that bank.
Mm.
And I didn't, they had to come back and get me up, didn't come to for a little while.
Mm.
I come to and they put me on and went on home with me.
Mm.
Boy, I can see stars yet when I hit that bank.
Had you ridden much before that?
Oh, yes.
Hmm.
I was riding horses when I was 5 years old.
What do you what do you call the bottom of a horse's foot?
The frog.
Uh-huh. And that frog is part of the what?
Well, that's just it's a hoof comes around and covers up the frog, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You ever trim a horse's feet?
No.
Oh, my land, I've always trimmed a horse's feet. I used to use a corn knife, just cut them around the edge, you know, and take a hammer and cut that around the edge, and then we had a knife, we'd trim it out underneath. They used to get, sometimes they'd get a burr or something in that frog, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there's a little fork there to that frog behind, they'd get a gravel in that, you'd have to dig it out, you know, make them lame, you know.
Mm-hmm. Did they raise many sheep? When you were
born. Well, not.
Or did I ask you that?
My first wife's father had a sheep ranch in Kansas, and they lost 1,000 head in the winter of 1904.